Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you a little more in depth about Cal Hypo tablets, specifically the old Segura, now the Solenis CCH brand and Pool Life brand of these tablets. And I'll also touch on the other brands of Cal Hypo tablets and why switching over from Trichlor to Cal Hypo might not be a bad idea this season and in future seasons. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And I do mention this often on the podcast show, and that is that every chlorine type has a byproduct. If you're going to use liquid chlorine, the byproduct is salt. If you're going to use Cal Hypo, the byproduct is calcium. If you're using trichlor or dichlor, the byproduct of those is cyanuric acid. And I think the problem with the 3-inch trichlor tablets is that it'll raise your cyanuric acid level to a point in your pool where it's unsustainable without draining the pool and putting some fresh water in. The Cal Hypo tablets have the advantage of not having any kind of stabilizer, conditioner, cyanuric acid, or CYA. This term is kind of weird how it's kind of gotten changed over the years, but people still interchange the different terms that you use to describe cyanuric acid. We used to call it conditioner in the old day. It's still called that. Some people call it stabilizer. Some people just call it cyanuric acid. And then, of course, you have people that call it CYA, which is the abbreviation for cyanuric acid, or in the testing, that's the abbreviation that's often used, CYA. So about half of the weight of every, 8 ounces is pretty the standard size of a tablet, is cyanuric acid. So if you have a 50-pound bucket of tablets you're going to use in one season, you're going to add 25 pounds of cyanuric acid to the pool, which will bring a lot of pools over 200 in parts per million of cyanuric acid, depending on the pool size. 150 to 200 parts per million would be the average it would bring it to, which is a really high level of cyanuric acid in the pool. And why this is important, and why I'm spending a little bit more time on this before I talk about the Cal Hypo tablets, is that the cyanuric acid and free chlorine ratio have been pretty well documented by Bob Lowry, and his ratio is 7.5% of free chlorine per the cyanuric acid level. So if you have a pool with a cyanuric acid level of 100 parts per million, you're going to need 7.5 parts per million of free chlorine in that pool to prevent algae and to be effective against bacteria and viruses. And that's why a high cyanuric acid level is not something that you would want in your pool, because you're going to need to put more and more chlorine just to make it safe and swimmable and to prevent simple things like algae growing in the pool. So there are different Cal Hypo tablets out there. I think Segura, that's the parent company that it used to be called, is now Solenis. They bought Segura out. Or maybe it's pronounced Solenis. I don't know. It's either Solenis or Solenis. They have purchased Segura, and they are the parent company of HTH, an applied biochemist. And I'm going to touch on that, Leisure Time Chemicals. And I'll touch on how they've incorporated that into the Pool Life branding of those tablets on their website. So basically, these are the tablets that I use personally because they're slow dissolving. And I'm familiar with the ratio of these tablets with the trichlor tablets as far as how they compare to it. I haven't really tried the other Cal Hypo tablets out there, but I know there's other brands emerging. I think, again, Segura or Solenis has the patent on the slow dissolving particular ingredients. And so these are the ones that are going to last you the whole week. If you put one in on a Monday, if you get back at that pool, if it has a certain amount of flow going to it, you should see some residue of that tablet still a week later. So they're pretty slow dissolving in the skimmer and or in their chlorinators that they manufacture. I probably should mention here also that you can't put the Cal Hypo tablets in a trichlor chlorinator. So a rainbow chlorinator or Hayward trichlor chlorinator is not going to be effective. and it could cause an explosion if there's any kind of trichlor residue on the tubing, which is usually the case, and it definitely could cause an explosion if you don't believe that trichlor and calhypo together will cause some kind of reaction. And not that I've ever tested this, but if you were to put a tablet, let's say in the skimmer, and then you were to put a pound of calhypo on top of it inside the skimmer basket and put the lid on the skimmer, I've heard that the lid will actually explode off of there in about 2 minutes, maybe less. And again, I wouldn't recommend doing this. And this is something that, you know, it is definitely a reaction with the trichlor and the calhypo, and you'll have this explosive reaction. So if there's any residue inside that tubing, this is what's going to happen. Same thing with a floater. I think Bob Lowry mentioned that he had a floater explode in the pool when he used to work at Leslie. Someone put a calhypo tablet in a trichlor floater and it blew up out of the pool. So it's very possible. I believe that story because it is highly explosive. So just take my word for it. It is highly explosive mixing calhypo with trichlor. You don't want to do that. So there are two branches of Solenis that they have purchased Segura's tablets. One is the Pool Life NST, and they renamed that the Pool Life NST Prime System. And you also have the CCH, which is their commercial brand tablets. The CCH tablets are made specifically to go into their particular chlorinators, whereas the Pool Life tablets are designed to be used in the skimmer, which is perfectly safe with calhypo because they have a really high pH and it's not going to cause any kind of corrosion. And they're slow dissolving, so it's not a big issue having them in the skimmer basket. You just have to have proper flow for these things to dissolve, and that's why they don't really work in a floater. So even if you purchase a brand new trichlor floater and put the tablets in there, there's not enough water flowing through the floater to get that to work. If you tie the floater to the front of the skimmer, you might have enough water flow at that point. You'd have to open up some more holes in the bottom to give it more flow, or sides of it to pull some more water in. But then you have the risk of it falling outside the pool. So putting them in the skimmer basket is perfectly safe. And it's the way I use the Pool Life tablets. So the Pool Life tablets have kind of been rebranded slightly. They're still the Pool Life NST, but they're called the Prime System. The literature on the site is kind of confusing because it sounds like that these tablets have an algicide in them, which is not the case. So what they did is they made three products to go with this to make it a whole system for the pool owner. You have the calhypo tablets, which is the Prime System, the slow dissolving tablets. Then you have the NST Purify, which is a calhypo shock, a bag of shock. I think that's just the HTH shock rebranded into the NST brand so that it looks like it's all one system. And since they own HTH, which makes chemicals, you know, like calhypo, so basically they have the HTH brand shock rebranded as the Pool Life NST Purify, which is just the way to raise the chlorine in the pool. Although I think you would probably would rather be using liquid chlorine in the case with the calhypo tablets so that you kind of limit the amount of calcium you're adding. You're using calhypo tablets and you're using calhypo shock, you're adding a lot of calcium to the pool at that point. Not a lot of calcium, but you are adding calcium to the pool using both of them. And then with the NST Patrol, that's just basically an algicide. And since they own Applied Biochemist, and this is a copper algicide with 2% copper, I'm going to go on a limb here and say this is just their rebranded Swimtrine. So Applied Biochemist has a copper algicide called Swimtrine or Swimtrine. And this is probably what the NST Patrol is. The 2% copper is the Swimtrine by Applied Biochemist. So the Pool Life has those three chemicals that go with the calhypo tablets. You don't need the other two. They're just selling it that way to kind of make it easy for the consumer to have a shock available and to have an algicide available. You probably don't need the algicide if you're doing the right dosage with the calhypo tablets and keeping the chlorine level at the proper level. Since I mentioned earlier about the cyanuric acid and the free chlorine level being tied together with that 7.5% ratio, if your cyanuric acid is only at 50 parts per million, you just need 4 parts per million of chlorine in that pool, free chlorine in that pool, to prevent algae from growing in the first place. And you can achieve that very easily using the calhypo tablets just by themselves without the calhypo shock. The NST Purify is what they call it. And if you put the right amount of tablets in every week, you're perfectly fine. Now, what's the right amount of tablets? I would say if you're using trichlor tablets, two of these calhypo tablets is about equal to one of the trichlor tablets in my testing. So for every one Tricolor tablet, you're probably going to need to use two of these Pool Life tablets. Now, this may be different in your pool. There's different, you know, usage is one of the things, and also water temperature. And these are all factors. But I would say the 2-to-1 ratio is pretty good. And it's kind of easy to remember because I mentioned that half of the trichlor tablet is cyanuric acid. So kind of just imagine these Pool Life tablets are trichlor tablets cut in half, basically. And so you're going to need two of these calhypo tablets equal one trichlor tablet, at least in my testing, as far as the amount of chlorine that releases during the week. And I think just by nature, the calhypo tablets have less active chlorine in it than the trichlor tablets. And that's why I have to use more of them. Not exactly sure, but I noticed that when I did my testing, this is the ratio I came up with. So if you're using two trichlor tablets, you're going to use four calhypo tablets. If you're using one trichlor tablet, you're going to use two calhypo tablets. What does that translate price-wise? Trichlor is extremely expensive right now, but the calhypo with that ratio is still more, I think, if you're going to use 2-for-1 as your ratio. Still going to be more expensive to use calhypo than trichlor. But the side effect of not having to drain, or the side effect of adding cyanuric acid from the trichlor and not having to drain your pool if you're using the calhypo tablets, pretty much pays for itself. Plus, if you're using trichlor tablets, you're going to be adding a lot more liquid chlorine and calhypo shock to the pool to maintain that free chlorine level, because every week or every 2 weeks, it's going to go up higher and higher in cyanuric acid, which means every week or two, you're going to add more and more chlorine to that pool just to keep it stable. And by the end of the season, you're going to be adding a lot of chlorine to that pool, or you're going to be adding a lot of trichlor tablets, I should say, too. And that's going to increase the cyanuric acid even higher. And so if you're using purely trichlor tablets in your pool, you know, there are two ways to counter that high cyanuric acid, the free chlorine. You can keep adding more and more tablets. So if you started the season using two tablets, by the end of the season, you're using five tablets to get that same free chlorine level, or you're adding liquid chlorine or calhypo shock. And so since liquid chlorine and calhypo shock are like $4 or $5 or even more in some cases per usage, 1 gallon, 1 pound of it, then if you factor that in with the trichlor price, the calhypo tablets are probably less expensive, but that kind of takes creative math to get to that level. And in reality, if you're looking at straight mathematics, the trichlor tablets are still less expensive than the calhypo tablets. However, the calhypo tablets, I think, are much better for your pool than the trichlor tablets. Now, finding the Pool Life and CCH tablets can be difficult. A lot of suppliers don't carry them. A lot of pool stores don't stock them. You can look online and buy them online, but they can be pretty expensive online, probably more than a pool store would charge. So this is one of the things where you have to find this product in the store itself. If I remember, I thought the old Seguro website, which was the parent company of Pool Life and CCH prior, had like a store finder. But I was looking on the Solenis website. I couldn't find a store finder for the product. So it's kind of one of those things where you can probably find it online. You talk to a pool store manager. They can probably order it directly from the manufacturer. And I'm assuming since they have a new parent company that's pretty gigantic, it's going to be easier to find this product in the next year or two in your wholesalers and the pool retail stores. And I think as more and more people purchase these calhypo tablets, more and more suppliers and more retail outlets will carry them, which will make it more accessible. I really like these tablets. I think they're actually a good way to sanitize the pool all week long without having to have any kind of liquid feeder or any kind of trichlor feeder, of course, which we're trying to move away from if you're using these calhypo tablets. I also like them in pools that are fiberglass and vinyl lined. One of the biggest drawbacks of using trichlor tablets in a fiberglass and vinyl lined pool is that the pH drops dramatically because the trichlor has a very low pH, like 2-something, and this lowers the pH in those pools. And so you're constantly adding soda ash to bring up the pH in those pools. And I think this is a great alternative for a fiberglass and a vinyl pool. And this will also preserve the warranty. A lot of fiberglass companies will void the warranty if you use trichlor tablets in there. Plus, if a trichlor tablet were to fall out onto the bottom of a vinyl or fiberglass pool, it could stain it pretty permanently. It can stain a plaster pool permanently also. So there is that danger of the trichlor staining this pool surface. And it's just one of those things where since trichlor has gone up 150% roughly in price, that alternatives are becoming a lot more appealing or attractive, even if these options have a higher price point. For instance, saltwater chlorinators are flying off the shelves because people want a kind of self-sustaining way to chlorinate their pool. I did a recent video on the Chlorine Genie. I can't remember the name there for a second there. And this is a $4,000 product that makes chlorine for your pool. And they're being installed pretty much like crazy now. And the installer that I'm in contact with Chlorine Genie, put 6 of them in it last month. So these are really something that people are looking for to get away from the trichlor tablets, which by their nature causes a lot of problems with the pool chemistry. And with the drought, you can't drain the pools like you used to. Starting here in California this year, there's going to be a lot of drought restrictions. So completely draining a pool is out of the question. And if you're not adding cyanuric acid to the pool, it makes it much easier to balance. So if you want to do creative math, you can calculate algicides and shock and liquid chlorine and trichlor tablets versus using the Pool Life NST tablet or the CCH tablet and not having to add any of those other items to the pool, then you can see that this is probably a pretty affordable way to chlorinate the pool. I just wish they were a lot more readily available. Like if you were to walk into your local Leslie's, I wish they had a stack of 50 buckets of these there for you. But at this current moment, they don't, and you're stuck with using trichlor in most cases. But I think in the future, the CalHypo tablets are definitely the wave of the future. And for pool service, I like them. I started using them my route. I still have some trichlor pools, but I think I'm going to switch them all over to these CalHypo tablets eventually. It's just that I also have a problem getting these tablets myself in my area, particularly in Southern California. And this is probably how it is in a lot of areas where you can't readily just walk into the pool store or your wholesaler and get the Pool Life or the CCH tablets. And so if you've been wondering if these CalHypo tablets are any good, I can vouch for the Pool Life and for the CCH brand tablets. They're definitely slow dissolving. They'll add that residual level of chlorine every day. If you remember, Bob Lowry says that you lose 1 part per million of chlorine every day. And so if you were just doing a pool with CalHypo shock or with liquid chlorine, and you brought it up to 6 parts per million on a Monday, and let's say that the pool has 50 parts per million of cyanuric acid, and so you're shooting for 4 parts per million all week long. So by Tuesday, by Wednesday, it's going to be at 4 parts per million. So by Thursday, it's going to be at 3 parts per million, and you're going to have to add more chlorine, either with, you know, dumping a gallon of liquid in there, or half a gallon of liquid, and some CalHypo. Or if you're using these tablets, they're going to add a residual every day of at least 1 part per million, depending again on how many you put into the skimmer. And you can experiment. My 2-for-1 ratio may not be entirely accurate, but I find that to be, you know, the ratio that I've discovered as far as 2 CalHypo tablets per 1 trichlor tablet. You may find using less CalHypo tablets will achieve good results in your pool. But let's just say that it is 2-for-1 and you put 2 tablets in there, and as the week goes on, it's going to add 1 part per million every day. And so if you're at 5 parts per million on Monday, or let's say 6 parts per million, sorry, on Monday, you have 2 CalHypo tablets in there and they slowly dissolve over the whole week. By that following Monday, you should be at 6 or 5 parts per million at the least. You're going to definitely be over 4 parts per million. And this will prevent any algae growth, so you're not going to need any kind of algicide, or you're not going to need to shock the pool. You're going to just need to put 2 more CalHypo tablets in the skimmer the following Monday and continue that process. Now, if you have a larger pool, maybe you're putting 4 CalHypo tablets in the skimmer basket, and then the following Monday you're putting 4 more in there. But again, if you're doing creative math, you're not using any shock or liquid chlorine, and you're not adding any algicide. And so investing just in the Pool Life NST Prime system is what they're calling it now. This may very well be a very economical way to chlorinate the pool and to keep that residual in the pool water all week long without using the trichlor tablets. And I did do a series of recordings with Segura a year ago when they were Segura about the Pool Life and the CCH tablets. If you go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and on the banner, click on the podcast icon. And in the search box, just type in Pool Life, one word, or type in CCH, and you'll be able to find the 2 podcasts that I recorded with them regarding the tablets. And they go into more detail about the product, and I've done testing over the year with these tablets, and I really like them. So I definitely think they're a great option for you if you're looking for an alternate sanitizer that will give you that residual chlorine all week long. If you're interested in my coaching program, you can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. God bless.
The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show.
Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.